Says by the Kohen Gadol when he used to be mispalel. So lechura we'd expect that if he's able to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, say be mispalel in the Kodesh Kadoshim, that would be his tefillah. That would be his long tefillah. He was not mispalel in the Kodesh Kadoshim. It says way we say it in the Avodah. V'kach hoyat tefilos ha'shel kohen gadol b'yom ha'kippurim b'tzeisim beis kodesh ha'kodashim b'shalom li'pega. He would go out to the bayis ha'chitzen, in other words, in the heichel, not the kodesh ha'kodashim. That's where he'd be mispalel his tefillah. And the time for it is, it says in Pasuk that when the kohen gadol lived avoda, it says v'chol adam layia boil moed bevoy lechapa b'kodesh at seisay. Nobody was allowed to be there in the whole area of the kodesh when he did the avoda inside. So the Yerushalmi asks, what about the kohen gadol himself? I mean, kohen gadol was there. The pasuk says nobody could be there v'chol adam layia boil moed. So the Yerushalmi says, because the Kohen Gadol himself was Deime L'malach Hashem Tzvokos, Ponav Bayerois Kilapid, I think is the Lashon, and B'meila, he didn't have a Shem Adam, he had a Shem Malach when he did that Avoda. So there's a middle stage. Tefillah is somebody in this world, in a real world, a normal world, or physical world is a better way of describing it, reaching out to get some hashpah milamala. In El Yoinim, there's no makom for tefillah. So the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh Kadoshim was somebody that was be'etzem in a makom that had no shaychus to this world. He was a person that didn't have a shem adam. He was a malach, but there was no shem adam. And b'meila, there was no makom for tefillah. When he went out to the Bayis Chitzen, that's where there was a makom for tefillah. He was already had a Shem Adam, he already was in a Makrim that had Metzias. The Kalim of Metzias were in that place. Kodesh Kodashim was only in Aron with the Sefer Torah, with Luchas, Sefer. The only thing that had that's a Kli that has nothing of Gashmi in it. The Kalim in the Heichel had Keteris, Shemen, Lechem. That was already Kalim that had something on what it could be Chal Tefillah on. It's the same. Yom Kippur is Be'etzim a time when we're not eating, we're completely lost in Avoda, and there's a certain, it's a certain otherworldliness which is very high. It's a peak, but there is no straight transition from that Tao Metzias of Choyl Choyl. The time now is kind of the Bayis Achitzi. This is, there's a Shulchan, there's Oyer, but it has in itself the Teichen, it's still getting a Shefa from the Kodesh Kadoshim. It's one of the Inyanim that is very, very close to our hearts. The problem is a metzias of a Beis Medrash is otherworldly. Beis Medrash is a Kodesh Kedoshim. It's Torah, and only about Torah, and completely Torah. And without that, there'd be nothing Lamata. But when people go around saying that Torah believes everything is Kodesh, you can have Kedusha with eating, with this, with that, it's true, but it's not automatic. If the table looks like a shulchan choyl, then it's a shulchan choyl. That's what it is. Then it's eating like a balchai. It doesn't automatically become. There is no automatic things. There's a whole facet which Hasidus brought into the world, emphasized, and which other people developed. But that to fill that bayis chitzen of kalim between the kodesh kadoshim and the chutz. And it's sitting like this in a matzah like this, where we sit together. Bnei Aliyah went through a day of alos, tremendous alos. You're sitting around a siddur. We go through the negunim, a lot of negunim Yom Kippur that are especially meaningful to us. Miss Asiknet, it becomes a real bridge between Kodesh L'Chayil. You learn the word verbrengen, the word to enjoy that Chassidim have, doesn't exist in our lexicon. Beis Medrash is not a place. I mean, Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah. It's Misam Chilev, but the word to fabreng in that sense doesn't exist there. In Choyl, is having fun or a good time is not, it's not a void of kedusha. To sit together, to enjoy the fact that you're together with other bnei aliyah, to get the fact that there's a suda, that the toichin is ruchni, it's Yom Kippur and suda, it is what it's about. I want to finish, there's a pasuk, it says, Kigodol Yom Hashem v'neira, we say it after mi yichilena, the Chazal Darshan on Yom Kippur. So I once said the pshat mi yichilena miloshen kelim. It's not the pasuk pshat, but the yichilena means we don't have kelim to be able to put it into. Yom Kippur itself is above kelim. It doesn't have any. It's you're bottled to the to yainim. You're like a malach. You look like a malach, and you're asuk in the fact to sit together and to be able to spear the teichin of the yontif in kelim of chulin ataras hakodesh is probably the most crucial part of what you can get in yeshiva. And it's a tremendous chashivas. It's been always for us a tremendous chashivas to have these get-togethers. I told Erlem that was by me last Friday night that I had a sense of that. Last Friday night was this very special feeling of that way. And the Motzi and Kippur so we have some of these mirrors we've been over the years. I guess the first one is the first one is the Kohen Gadol. This is the Kohen Gadol was Deime when he came out of Kodesh HaKadoshim. I just want to say over this, it says that it was a nes that the Kohen Gadol used to come out. It says that he would come out b'li pega, maneda Kohen Gadol b'tzeisu is Kodesh HaKadoshim b'shalom b'li pega. So I once heard the pshat is that be'etzem the Kodesh HaKadoshim is a place where no individual chiyas exists. You don't need to be killed not to come out of Kodesh Kodashim. You need to. It's like being born coming out of Kodesh Kodashim. Kodesh Kodashim is something that comes bottled to cherish, and it needs a schus to come out. So Kohen Gadol coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim was a new infusion of chiyas into Kohen Gadol, and b'meila his tzura and his whole cholesterol upon him bore the imprint of, just like it says Shufra Dadam Arishin was unique because he was the Maisyar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shufra of the Kohen Gadol was, he had just been infused with Chiyus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He still glistened with that. So I guess they'll to help me along to Na Neheda Nim tach bedore mal
Mare koi he
Lo kim a yoi tim izi vachay
Mare koi he
Ke goi del dilim Yama ke tovoi Mare Mare koi he Keshes b'seichon
Mare goyei
Koid asher hil b'ishtu l'yitzu
Mare goyei
Keveret hanosu
Mare goyei,
ketoyar hanon. Noi gabig bul mi hisa
mare koyne
killer bush me Mates me, Benachaloy,
kiss Vargamon. On this, some we spoke called Nidre Night about the Mara Koyen. The only other person that that's described in the Torah, the only person that's described in the Torah as shining is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the Koronar Panov. So the Gemara asks, where did he get that Koronar Panov? So one, so the Gemara says the joy that was left over got smeared on his face, and from that it came the Koronar Panov. A lot of different Esberim. But I once heard from Rabbi Tzion Brooks, actually, he was the Bardic Rosh Yeshiva. He said, when a person does what he's supposed to do by the book, so he does, the added dimension that's not the Torah that was not written gives the person the kind of height. In other words, the glow of something is the part that's not there physically, but it's a reflection of something that's hidden. Bechlal, a person who's keeping something in, that's when you see expression on his face. When a person has said everything, he's finished with it. when a person has teichin that hasn't come out, it expresses itself in Horus Panim. So the Karnei Hoid of Moshe Rabbeinu was because of the chelik of Torah that belonged to him that wasn't given in words. It says the pilpul that was given, so on. And anyone who is shaykhis to an Indian that's beyond words, that's above what it says, has Karnei Hoid. So Kohen Gadol coming in from there had this, like we spoke about, we spoke about the Kol Nidrei Na'it. Let's see, the next one is was that there's a Muna again. I'll tell you where we come from with it. Adar's Emuna is a shir that's very Kaddish, and like all in Yanim, it comes from very big places, and it says, the Maril says, to say it the special Kedusha and Tara, the shir that Malachi Ashara say. It's hard for us to see, in other words, there isn't a clear hemshech, like all these inyanim, bechlal, the inyanim that, like Ona B'Koyach, Gidul HaSimincha, were given in Rosh HaTevis, meaning as follows, Chochmas Pnim was not meant to be given to Ramoinam. It's a Mishnah Hagiga, that says that Ma'isim Merkava, you don't teach even to Yochid. So, B'chol Zeis, how do people know it? So the Gemara says, if he's maven me'atzmai, then moisen le'rosh prakim. You give over just like the outline of it, and the person has to understand himself. And if he understands, good. If not. That's the way in which this chacham goes over. So a lot of times you found in Mekubalim, they wanted to give over certain inyanim to be said b'tzibur, but you couldn't. You can't say Seamus and these things. So they dress it up. So Ana B'Koyach, for instance, if you've ever noticed in a Siddur, Ana B'Koyach has, especially the old Siddurim on the side, it has like abbreviations, Abag and so on. It people think it's kind of an abbreviation of the Ana B'Koyach. It's the other way around. That is a shame. Whatever it is, it's one of the shamas that a Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't say shamas. We're not supposed to say shamas. So they made a tefillah out of it, Ana B'Koyach Kedul Zimincha Tatetzuro B'Tzizro Tatevis. But you know, for us, it's a nice tefillah as Ana B'Koyach, but the teichin of it is the Rosh HaTevis, actually. That's really what it's there for. There's another place people make a mistake. They don't realize in the Yiratzin that you say after Birchas Kohanim, not the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is Gemara, but the Yiratzin, which is from Nosna to Hanava. There's a whole thing there, Kishem Shemata Le'enkas Yakva Vinu, and he brought a passim to this person, that person. It's a little bit of an awkward type of Yiratzin. And the reason is the same thing. He was really trying to give us a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of a Malach, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not supposed to say shame as a Malachim. So what he did was, he made a little Yiratzin out of it, that parts of it, like Enkas, Yaakov Avinu, and Yiddash HaKosa Ishtam, and Ketanis Pasim, in the old Siddurim they used to have, like, the Rosh HaTevis in parentheses. People said it, which you're not supposed to say it, so I think most new Siddurim flipped it out. But Tachlis and these in Yanim, the reason why it's not to us, it's a beautiful Shevach, but it's not a coherent Shevach, is because it's meant to be Behesta. I always mention it because it bothers me to no great, and the a Frum Yeki academician, not here anymore, many years, did work on these in Yad Vashem, and he came to the great conclusion that Adaras V'Emunah is a worthless piyut because he couldn't make sense out of it. So that's it. The Maril said that to say it, but that I mean he decided that he couldn't find any way to make it fit. So he was kaveya that it's not. It didn't bother me. He doesn't know what it is, but he doesn't even have a ham v'mina that somebody else could know. I mean, the Maril says it's mefurish. So at least say, you know, the Maril knows, I don't know. But it's some arrogance in these Yanim where a person either thinks he knows when he doesn't or thinks because he doesn't know, no one else knows. It's a shir that's treated by Katmainim with tremendous, tremendous haracha. The reason we sing it, the Matzi Yom Kippur, the minhag actually it's a Chabad minhag that I picked up. It's a... tune is actually from the French anthem. It's a victory march. It was made by the Balatanya. It's a victory march. And the reason is because it says that Yom Kippur, besides the protest to Yom HaDin, it's a Yom HaDin between Klal Yisrael and Umas Olam. The kitrug of the main kitrug of Yom Kippur is on Klal Yisrael. And Chazal said, before Shemedrash, it says, I don't know Mimin Atzeach, when Yisrael comes out with the Luv and Esrig, it's like the person who comes out with the spear and so on. So there's a certain, I mean, the whole desire, the desire that you say Rosh Hashanah, that it's between Esav and Yaakov. The life and death struggle between Esav and Yaakov is built around Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. And the reason is, it says, Yaakov was given the bracha, Esav was given the bracha, that when Yaakov would be Perek Oil, that's when he would live. Achareva Malaya Malaya Achareva. That Reim and Yerushalayim have an inverse relationship. And Rome builds on the Churban of Yerushalayim. It's not two separate Mahalchim that could be. You can't have them both together. When Klal Yisrael is Chayta, so the Satan and Esav lives. When Klal Yisrael is Toiv and the Tshuva, they die out. It's like a parasite living on a host. One of the two is going to survive it. So the, either a host will be misgab on a parasite on a host, but they both can't survive together. So b'meil, it has it, and so that was, I guess, the Hagasha, why they finished Yom Kippur with a triumphant note of Nitzachin. Like it says, Halolu, we go out with Luluf and Esrig, which is Nitzachin from that day.
I'm
tell also a story. It's also kind of personal, I guess, a little bit. It's an emotional story, but my our mechutenister, my second boy's mother-in-law, Leah Shalom, was a very, very ishak shuvad moed. Her name was Naomi Rinat. She was a balas tshuva in Eretz Yisrael. She was an extremely extraordinary woman. She was very educated. She was very warm, extremely outgoing, and was a very popular person. People would always be by her for ages, for help, and so on. And she had cancer for about 10 years, of which 9 of which nobody knew. She was able to hide it, a very, very strong person. I mean, she went to the chuppah with her daughter 3 weeks before she passed away, and she told afterwards, my wife, that walking around the chuppah for her, the 7 times, she said each one was like a spear going through her body. Very strong woman. And she was nifta 3 weeks after my son married her daughter. So one of her closest friends said they had an evening for women, and she spoke a very, also about Struve, of a person with tremendous insight in Havana. And she said over the last time that she met my tennis the day before she passed away, Naomi, and she said that she had been bothered. She kept herself powerfully strong and did everything. Somebody spoke to her a week before she was nifta and to ask if her son could come lane. He said he never imagined this as a woman literally on the brink of death. She tremendous kaychas and nefesh. And the last time she was hospitalized, she couldn't do, there were a lot of things she couldn't do anymore. The last week of it, and she was very frustrated. And she told this friend of hers who said the hesped, you know, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? Like, you know, I'm doing, like, he should tell me how he wants me to wave at Hashem. Like, you know, I tried this, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And this was a prior visit. When she came back, the last time she saw her, the day before she was nifta, the mechutenister said, you know, I thought about it. And she said, you know, I finally came to realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do it his way. In other words, I've always had the attitude, I'm doing it myself, and he can throw me a hard ball, and a curve ball, a knuckle ball, and I can manage. She said, you know, sometimes when you sur and break a person, you realize that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, just to realize that it's him and not you. And then she asked her, so she said, you know, like, what should we do? It was like, you know, like, she asked, can I do something for you? So Mechutenister whispered to her, let's sing Aderes HaEmunah together. And she describes it, I heard the tape of it, she's very, very gifted from very far. She said, I held her hands in my hands, and my warm hands warmed her cold fingers, and her neshama warmed my cold neshama. And she said, Tehillah v'Tiferes l'chai elomim is where we left off. And it was very, very, I mean, the words and the whole thing fits the person as well. It reminds me, almost always when you sing it, it reminds me of that moment. Very, very special. Kli machen vor maybe. Echo imachem devarim, eshuva, eshuva, el Hashem. Echo imachem devarim, eshuva, eshuva, el Hashem. Echo imachem devarim. Veshuva, veshuva, el Hashem.
shuvu el Hashem. Elage shuvu el Hashem. Shuvu, shuvu el Hashem. Erpo imachem divarim. Shuvu, shuvu el Hashem. Erpo imachem divarim. Shuvu.
Some of you have heard already the Maitre, but I guess I'll just say it over yet. This Nigun I once heard many years before I formally knew where it came from. We used to have an old record player. My father bought us two or three Chassidish records. I remember one was a Gera, one was Babov, and there might have been one more thing. There wasn't much. That basically exhausted what was out then on the Yiddish. And this Nigun was on a Babava record. This was talking about the 60s, and it made a tremendous impression on me. B'shaita, I didn't even understand why, but it just moved me. I found it very moving. I'd actually forgotten about the Nigun. I was too young to ask where it comes from. And so it was a Yiddish Nigun, like most of the other Nigunim. Many years later, I heard the story how the Nigun became this galgal here, and it's a fascinating story in its own right. I heard it from Chaim Shapiro. Chaim Shapiro was a very chashev yid who lived in Baltimore, passed away a few years ago, and I heard it from him. He said that he was in Russia during the war, and he valgazich from a commune to a jail to a labor camp to the army there. He had a very checkered career in Russia, and one of the places he ended up in, which is where most people end up in Russia, is in a jail, a labor camp. That was very in vogue. And he was there, and he managed, I think he had one, a half of the film, one of the films, or both, I don't remember. And he kept it was very precious to him. And one Shabbos, he's laying on his board, or whatever it is, and all of a sudden he sees this very crazy-looking person, like with long hair, like uncut hair, looming over him. And he yells at him and says, "Is it true you have a pair of film?" And he says, "Yeah." He says, "And it's Shabbos, oh my gosh." And like he didn't know, like it's, you know, like it says in the Kinnis, im Odom la Noshem Ato, or Shade Min HaShadim, like the person didn't look like he would belong to the human race. And he asked him, who are you, what are you? So he told him he's interred in a different camp, like there was a whole series of camps, each one cut off from the other. And he's a Breslov Chassid. He's been interred for decades. I think it was something like 20 years. I shouldn't have come out the time. And he never was Mechal Shabbos. And he asked him, how'd you do it? He said, Russians have a special place of awe, respect, fear from like a half crazy person like Rasputin. They had a certain type of person who was like a half crazy visionary. There was such a dmus amongst the Russian people. And b'meila he grew his hair and beard long. I guess as a Breslov it also sort of fit a little bit. It didn't heat any of the trappings. And they let him alone. He was able to get around from camp to camp without that much difficulty. He was still sakana, but he'd heard Shabbos he kept, but tefillin he didn't have. And he heard there's a yid there with tefillin, and he says, "I find you," and it's Shabbos. He says, "I'll be there tomorrow morning." He says, "You're crazy because they shoot when you move from camp to camp." He says, "After 20 years not putting on tefillin, there's no way I'm not going to put on tefillin." And sure enough, he said, the next morning at the crack of dawn, the same figure loomed, put on the tefillin, and with tremendous the chibas hamitzah is obviously was indescribable. But he told him, "Eschar for that, I'll teach you a niggun." And he taught him this niggun, and Chaim Shapiro used to teach it over at different occasions. And then I remembered when he taught, I heard him, I said, wow, that's the same story that I heard, and that's the same niggun I heard when I was young. The words fit the story very well, and it's a play a little bit on a pasuk in Shir Shirim. The pasuk is, Al Ginas Egas Yirarati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Shechina says, I went down to an orchard of nuts. Lirois be'ibe anachal, to see on the grass growing along sides of the river, of the stream. Lirois ha'parchai gefen, heinetzer emeinim, to see if the vines have blossomed yet, and if the pomegranates have opened up. That's the end of the pasuk. The next pasuk is la'yedati nafshi samasti merkavas aminadiv. The niggun goes with the two together. Loyadati nafshi is lumped together, and it plays on the following music. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes into this world to see what has already blossomed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal Darshanit on Misa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees which tzaddikim are ripe for the picking, and so on. He added the marker of the niggun, whoever the chassid that made this niggun, added words that it goes as follows. It's in Yiddish. Demame hat mich geschickt. My mother sent me. Nisalach zu kleiben, to go and pick nuts. It's a kabbalistic allusion. Mother is always a reference to Shechina for many reasons. Mama is Rosh HaTevis Melech Malchem Lochim. It's called Ema Bonim Smecha in Kabbalah terminology. The Mam is the Shechina. Hat mir geschickt nisach zu kleiben. Nuts are considered in Halacha, in Kabbalah. Nuts represent very much the musig of things in this world that need to be mevur. In other words, a nut has a very hard outer shell. It has an inner shell that's barely edible, and it has the nut itself. And you've got to crack through a hard, tough part that's bechlal nat royil maichel adam. There's a small part that, eaten together with the nut, might be good without it. It's not oichel, and then the nut itself. Chazal in the Gemara, when they use a musik of bayer, they say, egoiz v'noytel tzor v'zorik. Picking a goizim is very much the avoid a sodom to pick one from the other. That's it. It's a sum total. It's the reason why egoiz you don't need in Rosh Hashanah, because it's kamat yichet. All of them play along the same inyan. So the mamat mir geschickt nisach zu kleiben. My mother sent me to go and to pick nuts. Vi hoich is der boim. How tall are the trees? Vi nidrik zayn de kinderlach. How short are the kids? Lo yedati nafshi. Did not know myself. In other words, I didn't know that I had it in me to be able to do it. In other words, the words paraphrased, the way it's paraphrased with the Yiddish, basically means I was sent down to do what seems an impossible task, and I didn't realize myself what kaiches I have in me. That's the thread of the song, and obviously it does fit the mice extraordinarily well. So I'll sing it. For those of you who don't sing along, those who don't know the Yiddish, it'll take some getting used to. El ginaze goiz yaradeti, yaradeti lihirayt beyei hanavachal, lihirayt beyei hanavachal, hapocho hagefen, heinei tzorim oinim. Hapocha ha-gefen, heinei tzorim oinim. Lo yadati nafshi, lo yadati nafshi. Demame hat mir geshek, nitzalach tzuk laraybein. Nitzalach tzuk labaybein V'hoi chizder boim V'nidrik zange kindela V'hoi chizder boim V'nidrik zange kindela Lo yadati nafshi Lo yadati nafshi Dema mehat mirkeshek, hat mirkeshek, nisalach tzuk laiben, nisalach tzuk laiben, vihai chizer boim, vinidik zaini kindela, vihai chizer boim, vinidik zaini kindela, Lo yadati nafshi, lo yadati nafshi. Ginase goyz yaradeti, yaradeti. Lihirayt beyei hanavachal, lihirayt beyei hanavachal. Hapocho ha-gefen, heinei tzorim oinim. Hapocho ha-gefen, heinei tzorim oinim. Lo yadati nafshi, lo yadati nafshi. Demame hat mirkeshek, hat mirkeshek. Nisalach tzuk laiben, nisalach tzuk laiben. V'hoi chizer boim, v'nidrik zaini kindela. V'hoi chizer boim, v'nidrik zaini kindela. Lo yadati nafshi, lo yadati nafshi.
Maybe it's Nathan. Anyone else in the Arab?
Bob Yosef?
Oh, I know.
Meirachoyk, meirachoyk, Hashem al-Rabi. Ahava Soilam Ahavti Meirachai, Meirachai Hashem Nirali Ahava Soilam Ahavti Meirachai, Meirachai Hashem nirali, ahava soilam ahavti. Meirachoyk, meirachoyk, Hashem nirali, ahava soilam ahavti.
Oy, demnech, menivnech,
Beis Besulat Israel, Besulat Israel. Oydadis Tupayit V'yatat V'mechol, 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 V'tachakim. Oy der Neid, Menib Neid, Besulat Yisrael, Besulat Yisrael. Oy Adiz, Uvayim, V'yatat V'yatat, V'yatat V'mechom, V'sachakim. May Rachoy, Hashem Hirali, Ahavat Olam Ha'Aviv. May Rachoy, Hashem Hirali, Ahavat Olam Ha'Aviv. May Rachai, Hashem Nirali, Ahavat Olam Ha'Aviv. May Rachai, Hashem Nirali, Ahavat Olam Ha'Aviv. Oy dem nech v'nim nech, Besulat Israel, Besulat Israel. Adadim tupayich, V'yatot v'mechol, V'yatot v'mechol, Zachakim. Adem nech v'nim nech, Besulat Israel, Besulat Israel. Adadis tupayich, V'yatot v'mechol, V'yatot v'mechol, Zachakim.
Yeah.
other words also.
Thank you. Ding.
I'm not
Thank you.